Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Leaders of Faith Show, episode 17. This is Pastor Michael Bailey. The topic of today's message is prepared for a rigged fight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all that you are and all that you do. I thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I ask that you bless every person that's listening under the sound of my voice. Let every person continue to trust in you and believe in you, have faith in you. Father, cover every soul as they go out into the field, as they come home. Surround them with a hedge of protection. And Father, allow people to receive your blessings and experience your greatness today. Father, we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and we believe in everything that you have promised, and we know that there is no weapon formed against us that is able to prosper. We ask you all these things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Today's message comes from the passage of Deuteronomy chapter 2, 2 through 7. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward, and command thou people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money that ye may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all thy works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Now, looking at this passage, we know that the children of Israel were in the wilderness for about 40 years. Now, via Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1, the children of Israel were dispersed into the wilderness via the Red Sea. So the children of Israel were cleansed through the Red Sea before even stepping into the training land of the wilderness. They were preparing for the fight of faith, discipline, and endurance leading up to the dismantling of each opponent's nation. All they had to do was listen to their heavenly coach sitting on the throne and giving direction as the ref, Jesus, gave them favor. So was this fight rigged? So it is God that championed the children of Israel around the wilderness. Even though that the children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years, depending on how you look at it, they were really getting trained, prepared to fight, to take down the nations, to go into Canaan land. So God was actually preparing them for a rigged fight. You see, God had many nations tremble when they heard about the champs coming. If you continue on and read the whole passage of Deuteronomy 2, you'll see how nations tremble at the onset of the children of Israel, the champs coming. So in closing, my friends, I want you to know that you are also champs. Whatever tests and trials that you are going through, know that you are being prepared for a rigged fight, that Jesus Christ is on your side, the Holy Ghost is on your side, the cloud of witnesses are on your side. You are victorious, you are more than a conqueror, and you fight the good fight of faith because you will always win. So keep on fighting, keep on pushing. I hope this helps you, I hope this blesses you, and have a great and blessed day. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune in to the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening.